What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of
Updates.
POV, you nailed that. That was pretty long. That's a well done. All right. First updates, 2025. We're getting back at it. Our last one was when?
Black Friday.
Was it Black Friday? I think it was.
Probably. It makes most sense.
Black Friday.
End of November. December's kind of weird. Christmas.
I feel like we have a lot of stuff coming up. I feel like we could do, I think this could be, it should be a monthly.
Yeah.
I feel like monthly is reasonable, you know, because we can't have these too early because then we're going to be leaking too much juice for all the stuff we have planned. You know,
well, then if you do multiples while you're like, if you leak and then you got to talk about it again because it's not ready yet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So we'll probably do another one in February where before the Arnold.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. And then we can kind
of end of February, right before, maybe it's like the Monday before the Arnold or something.
Maybe a little bit before that.
Friday before the Arnold.
Once we get all the logistics nailed down of the Arnold, we'll be able to.
You're the boss.
Something like that. We'll be able to get into that. So we're live over here. So if you guys have any questions, hit us up on here. I'll try to get to it every now and again. But we got a lot of stuff going on. So Crush It Brands has a lot of, I would say this first quarter, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. And a lot of people won't be able, they won't see that.
They won't see that. But
I think this is where like we get to talk about it.
Right? Yeah. So there's a lot of projects coming out this year, a lot of exciting things. And, you know, I don't want to leak too early, like I said on this, but we will try to provide as much information as we can. There's a lot of behind the scenes things going on from a, you know, direct to consumer standpoint, but also on a business to business standpoint, changing up a bunch of staff and structural things, which I think are going to be really good. And, you know, also setting up some new B2B technologies that I think are going to help a lot of our partners. So pretty excited about all the behind the scenes stuff. But you guys don't probably care about all that stuff. You guys,
some people do.
You probably want to know about the juice. The juice. The juice on the table.
No, I just thought about that kid with the corn.
It's corn.
It's got the juice.
Big lumpy knives. All right, where do we start, dude?
We got all brands here. We got one thing is live. One thing's gone live over here. One thing went live today.
And we got a lot of stuff kind of coming down the pipe in February. Other things early are February. Let's cover the PT studio and the gym first.
Good idea.
So I did make a post a little bit ago about like if we build it in Charlotte, would you come? So that's a little hint of some things we're working on. We're actively now collecting, refurbishing, ordering brand new stuff, new equipment for location number 3 of Crusher Coliseum, somewhere in the CLT, right? So we don't have that spot completely nailed down. The one spot I really like, we're still going back and forth with the brokers. I should know something earlier this week to feel if our use was approved for it. It's a beautiful space, beautiful location.
It's brand new, right?
North side of Charlotte, brand new. We'd have an open canvas of what we want to build. It would be anywhere from our current gyms are just under 11,000 square feet. This one would be anywhere from 14,000 to 20,000 we could take, pretty much.
Yeah, so you're saying the sweet spot's 17.
Yeah, and that's probably what I'm leaning towards. And we would open this up with a Crush It Athletics and Physical Therapy built in it from day one. So just like our PT studio here. And related to that, we're also in the process of opening a PT studio in Mooresville, right next to the Crusher Coliseum, Mooresville. So we've already onboarded another PT. We got another one starting already this summer. And we're kind of the plan for expanding that is happening. So we're just trying to nail down timing, which I'm thinking is going to be about the May time period. Yeah. By May, I'm putting it out there, we should have PT studio number 2 open right next to the Mooresville gym. So that, you know, one of the cool things about PT here is that you get access to all this world-class equipment that your general PT place will not have. And so with the creativity of Connor and his staff, you know, utilizing that, I think, has been a huge draw for especially a lot of the athletes.
It sets it apart.
Yeah, it definitely sets it apart. Can you share the price per square foot of the gym? Man, that's a deep and intimate question. Man, you just
drop
your pants. Hold on. To be honest with you, that is not so. When you're negotiating a lease here, there's really 3 things that you juggle. It's how much free rent or time do you want to build it out, and also how much tenant improvement allowance you want, so how much money the landlord gives you to do the build out, and then it's your per square foot rate, and then it's the fees on top of that. So all of that is negotiable, and it really, you can toggle one up and then the other comes down. So all of that is TBD. We're not there yet in this discussion. My goal would be to opening it at the end of 2025. I think that's realistic. Now, we have ordered some brand new equipment. We've ordered our order for Prime because that's like 40 some weeks out. We've ordered Watson. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we are going to get a Jimlico, a Atlantis, a Panada, possibly a New Tech. A lot of these orders taken care of because the lead times are 6 month arsenal. So these lead times are 6 months. And I would say that probably we've already collected over 50 pieces for this new gym, and you know, Shay's killing it on the refurb side. So we basically have, you know, a full-time guy who's just crushing the refurb of this. So it's pretty exciting. Let's see here. Well, all right, let's get rolling. All right, so let's start. What brand do we start with? Let's start with Core. So dropping, well, let's start with America because the balls have already dropped.
Yeah, we got a new president on inauguration day. We launched.
Man, it feels good, doesn't it? I'm just saying. I mean, the balls feel good in my hands too. You know what I'm saying? But
I made a comment to my dad. I said, one of it was like, yeah, Dad, it feels like we're back, baby. Yeah. But then it was like, you know what? It's just so nice to have somebody that's active.
And common sense.
And talking to the people, mm-hmm. right? Like, he's done more press conferences than our last president did, you know, it's just nice to have communication that you feel like you're getting communicated with, whether you like him or you don't. Like, at least he's talking to his people. And
that first day,
he's on the ground constantly. Yeah. Right?
That first day, he did more speaking to the press than Biden did in 4 years. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. All right. So on inauguration day, we dropped Liberty Balls. So you might remember this. Man, isn't that label just sexy? Can you see that? Can you see that? We stopped producing Liberty Balls as we kind of transitioned to this new look for the America Labs labels. And we got a lot of heat for that. Like, people wanted their Liberty Balls. Like, we have a lot of people coming into the nutrition corners, coming into a lot of mom and pops. This product does really well there. It's a phenomenal natural anabolic test booster. One of my all-time favorite ingredients in here, the Spilanthes. I mean, it's loaded. This is one of those test boosting products that you take it and you feel a difference. And I think a lot of people will take this. They alternate like the Big Papa stack from Core with like the Liberty Balls and Bollock stack, or Liberty Balls and Bollock stack, or Liberty Balls and Hollow Point, which I'll get to in a second because Hollow Point we discontinued. But don't fret, people, because we have a solution to that. So Liberty Balls is live now. It's available on our website. Natural Test Booster, juicy formula. Same formula that was in the old bottle, just new updated look. You got Bill Clinton and Monica on here just looking juicy. There are so many little, like,
the hard part about this is so small.
But we got to do posters of this because, like, her earrings are little nutsacks. It's hilarious. It's so good. I don't know if I can I say that. Do I need to beep that out or something? It's just,
you can kind of make it out, but you need to zoom. Yeah. Hillary's on Bill's chest. A tattoo.
And the kills, like the little bullets for this number of kills on the side, is pretty funny. We'll have to blow that. If you can zoom in on the label on the website, you can kind of get all the details of that. But really funny label. So that is live now. And if you're a retailer, you can get it from us. It's at the Nutrition Corners. It's on the website everywhere. Now, moving on to Core. So we launched Core today. So we have kidney. So this was a lifeline. Our kidney, lifeline does really well, and it does extremely well overseas as well. This one was for an overseas customer that we specifically kind of formulated because there was a lot of demand for it, but we launched it domestically as well. I still love these lifeline bottles.
Super clean.
Super clean. So this is a great one. I mean, from protecting against like UTIs and kidney disease because the antioxidant levels in here, to helping with flow. There's even stinging nettle in here, which is actually good for prostate as well and free test levels, but that's kind of a secondary point of why it's in here. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trademarked ingredients in here. And as you,
You may not, if you guys can screenshot that, it's probably backwards for you. But it's a super juicy formula across the board. We're going to be dropping a video here. Dave did a video. He'll be dropping all the science behind it. You can go to, on the core site, if you go to Lifelines and then Kidney, there's a detailed write-up about all of this. This is a really awesome Lifeline product. I'm super excited to add this to the mix. I think I'm going to start this. I mean, I take pretty much all our Lifelines, so why not take another, you know, four pill serving?
Why not?
I mean, it's not going to kill you.
Your bag is pretty hefty at this
point. Right now, live on the site, which I think this is going to get up by Friday, the what is that date? Friday, like the 1st or something, like February 1st?
No, it's the 31st.
31st. The deal for this will be still going live through Sunday, so it's by... You can get any two Lifelines for $99. You can still apply coupon codes to that, but one of them has to be the kidney. So you can get your favorite, like my favorites are Gut and Soothe. Those are two must-haves for me, for sure. So that's the deal this week. That's live. And then next week, finally, we are launching.
See that?
This is the Core Pro Peach Cobbler. These labels are awesome,
super
too.
Cool.
I feel like all our labels need to go to this look for the Proton. And you know one thing? It's in black.
It is. Yeah, it's not left or right.
But that's cool.
Yeah. So we launched this in a sample triad of October.
Exclusive to Triad for 90 days. We didn't even launch it on our website. And now it's going to be live on our website. And other retailers can pick it up. You can pick it up in Nutrition.
So they helped us pick the flavor. It's phenomenal. People are loving it.
I love it in protein.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
That's the move.
And Steph made protein French toast for the boys the other day in peach. And
I'm
protein
really
pancakes.
Close to pulling
so
the trigger
good.
On a creamy. I feel like that and a creamy. Because I'm a peach ice cream fan.
I bet you are.
Yeah, peaches. So, Peach Cobbler, available.
So that
the
will
third.
Be February 3rd, and we will be doing a deal on protein. You guys know protein prices are through the roof right now, but we will have a small deal on a buy pack of the 2-pound Pro. So you can save a little extra. One of them has to be a Peach Cobbler, though.
Do it.
So that's Monday the 3rd. And then, let's see, where do I want to go next? We got three products that across Unmatched and Mile Blocks that have not launched yet, and we don't have the exact dates, but we're kind of leaking, right?
Well, it's projected, so if we're doing this
mid-February.
Yeah, so
it's
like
mid to third week of February.
They will launch before the next updates.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go with Unmatched. So Unmatched, simple start, we got, let's hold that one. Let's go paraxanthine. So this is a paraxanthine commodity. So paraxanthine is the stimulant that we use in the Unmatched products. Actually, fun little known fact that we don't use any caffeine in any Unmatched products. So they're all naturally flavored, sweetened, colored, all of that. But also, we only use paraxanthine, which is a downstream metabolite of caffeine that basically has all the benefits of caffeine without the side effects. You don't get jittery from it. You don't become like, you don't get withdrawals from it, but you still get that very euphoric, clean energy. So these are additional 1 milligram or 100 milligram capsules of a paraxanthine infinity. And then we also have 500 milligrams of tyrosine with each 100 milligrams of paraxanthine for that little extra kick, a little extra focus. So this is basically like a commodity paraxanthine. So BH2K has 300 milligrams of paraxanthine and Outlier has 200 milligrams. So you can add, like, if you want to go 400, in the, you can add one of these with a BH2K, or you can add two of these with an Outlier. Or if you just want a little pick-me-up during the day, a little focus. So you can really, it's going to be super versatile. So that's a commodity paraxanthine. And then I want to say commodity, but it's not really a commodity because it's a really cool product. It's DL-185. It's the dilucine. So a lot of cool studies are coming out about this. There's a lot of cool claims that we see in the studies, like increased endurance, 159% more protein synthesis. So basically, it's a dilucine molecule. It's a peptide. It's a muscle-building peptide at the end of the day. And so we're excited to add this to the line. And it'll be at a more affordable price than... It's not a cheap product, but it will be at a more affordable price than a competitor product on the market.
Dilucine. I just got a cool stack in my head.
What's that?
Paraxanthine and Peak.
Ooh.
Just like do it like a pill popper. That's a Carl stack.
That's a pill popper.
Pill popper
like
stack.
On the road stack.
Yeah. Just like a pill popper stack. Little.
If you don't want to drink something pre-workout.
Just a little pumpage, a little endurance.
You know, I haven't worked Peak into my stack because I just haven't.
Because you're like a big, you want the fullness of the muscle belly.
Like, but no, I mean, like, they got some nitrates and we got some, I mean, there's
like a glycerol, you know, like.
Speaking of glycerol, we are working on a really cool glycerol project for MileBlox. I didn't even
have that's some leakage. You can't
I did leakage, but it's just, it's out there.
All right, these are cool.
I also want to know
these
the
are
most
super cool.
Overstimulating, wild, crazy Thor Lightning pre-workout. You recommend.
Thor Lightning?
That's what it says.
That's a cool product name.
Thor Lightning. Man. You know, honestly, you could probably out there some places still find some DMHA, DMAA products.
Yeah.
Probably mixed up in somebody's bathtub, but they're out there somewhere. And, you know, it's really hard to get that feeling of DMAA and DMHA in a compliant product.
I haven't had it in a while.
Dude, I haven't had it either. That would be a fun little trip.
Does that sound like we're going to do that?
This
weekend? We're going to find some?
Or this week? Manager's meeting?
Yeah, I'm sure like somebody.
Somebody has some DMHA?
Yeah, some.
DMHA was so good. It was better than DMAA. I'm just going for it. Oh, I should say I'm wearing it. It hasn't dropped yet, but this is one of the new hoodies for the Crushing Coliseum.
More leakage?
I don't have much room.
The bear.
It's got the burr.
Rawr.
It's got the bear in the back. These are launching probably early February in the Nutrition Corners, in the Coliseum, in the gyms. Yeah, Dark Horse. I mean, that stuff was. I think it's still available. That stuff was crazy. Like, I think I half scooped
somebody
that. Felt like I wanted to throw up.
I had a customer. I was calling. They were telling me about one. Yeah, I don't want to throw another brand on the bus anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, like 600 milligrams caffeine. But that's just
stupid. I can't be doing that.
No, I can't be doing that. You know what's a nice is like a more moderate caffeine with like 200 milligrams of DMHA. Like you do like 250 caffeine with.
What was Red Light and Boom?
400 and 200. No, 400 and 150 and 50 milligrams of Sinephrine HCL. Yeah. So good.
That's a good combo.
But I like a full dose on
but
that.
But I can't do that now.
No. It's a lot. I stick to 300. I don't go over 300 for pre-workout. I just don't.
I've been trying to. I've been using a lot of Energon. Just going more paraxanthine.
Let's see here. Yeah, the full scoop of the First Blood collaboration with Panda is pretty wild. I mean, that's intense. All right, moving right on because we're staying on track here. Last but not least, Mania, which was back in the old MyoBlox, was a supplement under that brand. We brought it back, but we're bringing it back a little different this time. So I love the way these turned out. Purple pills, purple lid.
That purple label. Mania.
Yeah, so purple Mania, haze. So natural anabolic.
Let me see that, John.
Action figure muscle, baby. So this is, I'm not gonna do the full reveal here. Let's just say we have discontinued Hollow Point. So this is, you guys can do a little research here. We've discontinued Hollow Point from America Labs. And we decided, we got a lot of heat for that too. Our people that love the Hollow Point Liberty Ball stack want Hollow Point back. We've brought it back with more servings for a cheaper price and with another added really hot trending ingredient that people have really been enjoying. Can I leave it there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wrong one.
I mean,
there it is.
It's kind of good because like people want to know, and then you get you got them excited, and then
yeah, like I'm about to tell you. No, I'm not. Yeah. So this will be launching mid February as well.
So is it also? Does that not boost natural testosterone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you can make those actual claims. But it really boosts vigor and energy.
Ooh.
You like that?
Boost vigor just sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds
anabolic.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So new natural anabolic. I know my off Big Papa stack, until we have a couple other natural anabolic test boosting products coming out for some of our brands in the very near future, which I'm super excited about. But putting those aside, you know, now I'm going to be cycling basically the Big Papa stack from Core Nutritionals with the Balls Mania Corbolic V2 stack.
I have a favor to ask.
You need me to do a video of this?
Yeah, as you lean into more of the Core Nutritionals athlete here.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How about you do, every time you start a new cycle, how repetitive it is or not, what if you did you and POV knocked out a quick vid?
How about we do that?
Let's do it. So when do you start? How many more weeks you got left?
I just started Big Papa.
Oh, well, then you can do it anytime. Perfect.
We can do Big Papa. But I still have some of that 5-AT left. which we're out of stock of.
We're just gonna have to skip that part.
Yeah. So I'm actually doing the DMP stack, which is because I include prostate in there because I think that's an added that really helps with free test levels, and that's a little tidbit there. My free test levels have been absolutely phenomenal. I've always had good test levels, and but I've noticed a big difference in free test levels with adding in prostate. I think that's been the big difference. Hmm. And smoking cigars.
Which you're like way behind.
I mean, I'm way behind. Well, I feel like we need to...
You're definitely going to smoke two this week, at least.
I mean, this week I feel like I got to have one every day or two every day. But yeah, hopefully we get a cigar in this week. Is that it, Patrick?
That's it.
We did this 20 minutes. Updates. 2025. This is our January, end of January episode. Until next time, keep crushing it.